Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 15th of August. Yesterday's US producer price inflation data caused markets to worry about inflation pressures somewhat. The official figures were higher than expected, but the pattern is pretty much as expected. There is a rather naive view about how trade impacts economies, which seems to hold even amongst investors who should know better. Trade, at least trading goods, is not as directly important as people tend to think. There's a naive nostalgia that assumes that only making things with hands and machines has economic value. And then there is an indecent impatience to see the effects of trade taxes on the economy at once, which is not realistic, as supply chains have become so much longer and so much more complex in recent years. The result that is that trade taxes are being passed through more or less as one would expect. The fact that there are signs of producer price inflation which has not yet been passed through to consumers does not indicate that profits are necessarily being squeezed or that producers are absorbing the trade taxes. This indicates that trade taxes have progressed sufficiently far down the supply chain that they are hitting the price of goods being made today via input costs without having progressed so far down the supply chain as to affect consumer prices. It may be weeks or even months before the goods pushing up producer price inflation today appear on the shop shelves to affect consumer price inflation in the future. We get two increasingly important data points from the United States today that markets will pay attention to. They are official statistics, but this release will be politically independent. Retail sales gives a hint as to whether consumers are scaling back. There are, however, few service sector sales included in the retail sales data, and these figures are nominal, so trade taxes will directly raise the value of goods sold where tariffs have extended sufficiently far down the supply chain as to reach consumers' shopping baskets. We also get import price inflation for July. It's important to stress that import prices are the price pre-tariff. So they will give an indication of whether the US importer's tax burden is being offset by price discounting from exporters. If that is happening, import prices would need to be falling. They would need to fall more than they normally do. Many imports have disinflation or deflation as a norm. And they would need to be falling for the United States, but not for the rest of the world. If prices for a product are falling globally, trade taxes would simply be denying US consumers lower prices that everyone else is enjoying. The ex-oil import price is a place to start, and crudely, whether the index is rising or falling is a quick test. But whether price discounting is actually offsetting trade taxes really requires a lot of attention to the details. The evidence to date is that there's very little discounting and that the US part of the supply chain is therefore paying the taxes. As the world's largest manufacturer and a country positioned at the end of a lot of global supply chains, China's economy was inevitably going to be hit by the likelihood of some decline in global trade. On the official data, July industrial production grew more slowly and was lower than expected. There were, however, weather issues. Flooding, for instance, will have slowed or stopped production in various parts of the country. There was also quite a wide range of forecasts around the production figures. Forecasting official data in China brings its own set of problems, but the outcome was skewed towards the lower end of the range. Nonetheless, this paints a subdued picture overall. Perhaps more concerning from an outlook perspective is the persistent softness of retail sales data in China. The consumer is not really providing a viable alternative to external export demand. Japan's second quarter GDP came in stronger than expected on business investment. It would seem Japan is not immune from the AI enthusiasm. Private consumption was also a little stronger, but it should be noted that the broad inflation measure, the GDP deflator, slowed the pace of price increases, with a larger decline in the rate of growth than had been expected. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.